afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Podskaland.
Oh, yeah. See, I listened to the intro to get myself prepped for this intro. I listened to Isaiah, and then it was I was going to do the intro, but I still just like feel like I need to jump right into it. Of course, I've been telling all of you that if people say they don't have favorites, well, that's a lie, because I'm excited because I get to talk to one of my all-time favorite guests today. And I've talked about this before. Taylor Zabracki, she's been on the podcast before. She was episode 62, which was back in August of 2019. And I just looked, singer-songwriter, world traveler was the name of that episode. I just looked and it was actually August 11th of 2019 that was released. So almost a year to the day. Well, almost, what would it be? Math. 19, 20, 21, 22, 3 years to the day. I knew what I was like wanting to say. But yeah, it just didn't come out right. But hey, Taylor, welcome in. Welcome back, Taylor.
Thank you. What an intro. I love that.
Yeah. I knew, like I said, I knew where I was going with it. It just didn't come out the way that I thought
Me
I was going.
Too. So. We've all been there.
But yes, welcome back. Actually, I was talking to a couple friends recently, and I was like, oh, do you remember Taylor? And they're like, oh, yeah, we remember her. I was like, oh, cool. Well, like, I'm going to be talking to her again. So they were also very excited that you're back on the podcast and everything. So you have your own little Trent Speaks fan base.
Oh, my gosh. I love that so much. Thank you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I don't think I've ever told her that. So perfect timing.
That's so special.
Taylor, last time we talked was June. Well, last time we talked in June of 2019, you had released your first single, When You Speak. And so it came out 2 months prior to the release of our episode together. How have things changed since the last time we talked? I know you had went on a tour back in 2020. Talk to us about how things have changed and what that tour was like.
Yeah. So in 2020, I went on a ministry tour and it was awesome. It was a bunch of different artists, Christian artists, non-Christian artists. And the entire purpose of that tour was to go to cities that don't get a lot of attention and communities that don't get a lot of love, and to just love on them and to give them just the love of Jesus and to show them that through music and through spending time with them. So we actually spent a minimum of 2 days in every city with the purpose of just loving on others. So day one, we would get there and we would literally just immerse ourselves in the community and go love on people, walk the streets, just like grab dinner with whoever, and just spend time legitimately talking to strangers and loving on them, which was awesome. Sometimes it would lead to talking about Jesus, which most of the time it did. But then other times it was just like, hey, I just want to like sit with you and get to know you and just spend time with you, you know? And then the next day we would have a show. So a lot of those people would come out to the shows too, which was so fun because you had already created that relationship and that friendship with them. So it was just a really fun connection and relationship building opportunity to just love on them and to make a friend. So it was super fun. It was really special for everybody involved.
It feels like it would make it a lot more special too, given that you've spent time with some of those individuals and then they're able to see you in your element performing and hearing your music, hearing your lyrics like that as well.
Yeah, definitely. I remember at one point, because a lot of the cities we were going to, again, like these are cities that don't get a lot of love from anybody. And I think it was like mid tour. I was like, oh no, I'm feeling a bit insecure. Like, how am I going to connect with these people just because our lives are so differently? And I just remember the Lord just like speaking so gently to me and just being like, you just have to love on them. Just share your story. Like your stories are not that different, you know, like your lives might look different, but your stories are not that different. And like, that's all you have to do is just be transparent, be honest, and be yourself. And it was a really big moment for me as an artist, feeling like, oh man, do I like fit in to this crowd, you know? But then also I think even for the people involved, like watching, being like, oh, I can connect with her too. And just coming from like two totally different worlds sometimes. So it was really special and a really big learning opportunity. And I just loved that, knowing, oh, I can connect with anybody as long as I'm just like being myself and giving them room also to just be themselves.
And I know your last single was a Christian single, and we'll mm-hmm. talk a little bit more about this with your upcoming release, but I know Butterfly Effect is more of a country single.
Yeah.
What is it that led to the switch? And do you think that you'll still have that focus within Christian music, or are you kind of looking to switch a little bit?
Yes. So I still love Christian music, obviously. And I would love to do a worship project sometime down the road, but under the umbrella of a country artist and just be known as an artist that loves Jesus, no matter the genre. But, I came to Nashville to do country music. And then when I came here, the Lord had started asking me to write Christian music. And I said yes. And I went and I did that, and I was obedient with it. And I'm just so grateful I did, because through that, the Lord just showed me who I am in Him and really solidified His message in me, you know? So I can just carry that wherever. So I'm really grateful for that. And I feel called into just a different genre at this point.
And Taylor, when we talked a few years ago, I remember talking extensively. World Traveler was in the name of the episode, mm-hmm. because I remember talking extensively about your trip to Israel. Mm-hmm. And we also talked a lot about your faith. How has your faith affected how you've been navigating the music industry?
Yeah. So my faith affects everything in the music industry, even just life. Like, I think it should, you know. Mm-hmm. But specifically, and even more recently, just my ability to endure and be strong and be courageous, because the music industry is not easy. There's a lot of no's, a lot of times you just have to keep your head up and keep going. And you just have to decide, like, where are you putting your faith in your assurance? Like, what are you leaning into? And I just have to remind myself, especially in the times that feel like valleys rather than mountaintop moments, because I can't have mountaintop moments all the time. It's like, okay, I know who I am in the Lord, and I know what God's called me to, and I'm just going to keep walking this out. I'm going to keep doing this how I know that He's called me to do it. So it's really just helped me stay in the game, you know?
And what would you say to others who may be in a similar spot? So maybe they feel like they're facing some sort of adversity. What would you say to those people to get them through?
I would say, go back to the last thing the Lord said to you and lean into that. Because if you're just obedient and you're trusting the Lord, you can't go wrong. I have to remind myself all the time, if I do it God's way, I'm going to be okay. So just keep trusting and keep going.
I love that. And it rhymes a little bit, so it's easy to remember. God's way, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I don't know if you did that on purpose, but it works. It works. It's easy to remember.
I think the songwriter in me is just constantly rhyming.
I know since the last time we talked, there's been the rise of TikTok. I don't even think TikTok mm-hmm. existed since like the last time we talked. I don't think it existed. Wow, I can't even talk. But we have the rise of TikTok. Instagram has gotten a lot bigger, especially with Instagram lives and stories. How have you been able to take advantage of these social media platforms?
So since we have last talked, I have started going live on TikTok and sometimes Instagram, still trying to get comfortable with that one. But I've actually had a lot of fun going live. And I thought it was extremely intimidating at first, because you feel like you're talking to yourself sometimes until people get on and they're like interacting. But I've actually found a lot of joy in TikTok lives and just getting to know the people that are interacting with my stuff and listening to my music. And we've had really cool conversations on TikTok live about music, about the Lord, with believers and non-believers. And it's been awesome to see this community just be built off my like TikTok platform, which is crazy. Like, it's not even big, you know, but just a community of people that will get on TikTok lives and legitimately pray over one another. Like, we had someone come on TikTok live one day and they were just asking questions about the Lord, and they're very transparent of like, hey, I'm not a Christian, like, here's my hesitations. And we were all just able to talk with them. There are people in the comments being so encouraging and gentle and kind and loving, and that's what it should be. You know, that's what it should be about, is just loving on one another and listening. And I'm really grateful that I have a platform that allows people to just feel comfortable enough to come, you know, transparently and want to know and want to learn and ask questions. So it's been fun to like create community and get to know people. I love that. I love connecting. So yeah.
Oh, and like, what a, I just like, I even feel it right now. Just like, in my heart and like in my gut and everything, like, what a feel good moment to be able to bring people together in a way that maybe we couldn't even imagine a few years ago that we could bring people together in.
Totally. Sometimes I feel like a small group leader on TikTok, which my TikTok platform, it's not like solely Christian. Obviously we talk about the Lord, but like, there's music stuff, there's life stuff on there. So it's just really cool that, I don't know, people get to see all of that with me, and then I get to see that with them too.
And I have noticed that when I catch you on there, that you really are your true and genuine self. And I think that you always are, but especially in those platforms, it's not like you're trying to be someone that you're not. Because when,
thank you.
Right. Well, like, when I join you, I was like, oh, hey, Trent, like, how's it going? Like, the fact that you really are, you talk about building community on social media, the fact that you are just so welcoming and you say hi to everyone and you try to have that conversation with everyone, I think really speaks volumes to who you are as a person too.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That's so kind. I want people to feel seen and known and loved. So that means so much.
Well, Taylor, one of the things that I really wanted to talk about, of course, we're recording this the week before, but by the time the people listen to it, I just call them the people. By the time the people listen to it, your new single is coming out this Friday. How exciting.
Next Friday.
Well, it'll be this Friday when people listen to this,
right.
Though. Yeah.
Right.
See, you got to have the podcast mind like me.
Yeah, you're always one step ahead.
It's math. Yeah, it's weird math. Talk to me more about this upcoming release and where the inspiration for this one came from.
Okay, I'm so excited about this song. This is my favorite song. So I wrote this song with my friend Josh Nichols, and I held on to this idea for a couple months, actually. I had Butterfly Effect in my notes, and I had a couple different ways I wanted to write it. And the first way was actually really sad and more of a heartbreak song. But then I decided I didn't want to write a heartbreak song. I'm very happy. I'm very joyful. And that's what I want to bring to the world, is some more joy. So I just kept holding on to it, kept waiting for different inspiration to strike. Like, how the heck am I going to make this sad thing a happy song? And that's when I saw this viral video on TikTok where this artist, she had said that oftentimes butterflies can feel like they're warning signs. And she said that, and I was like, that feels like something I could put into a song. Is like all the people that would want to warn me, you know, like, oh, like, don't fall in love, or don't this or don't that, you know, like, love is risky. And for me at the time, and especially with the idea of Butterfly Effect, the entire thing was about taking the risk on love and just going all in no matter what. So they say that butterflies are subtle cries from deep inside telling you to stop. That's actually that was like very inspired by this viral TikTok video. And the rest of the song is more of my story and the thing I was going through at the time, relationship wise. But yeah, the song is just kind of happy, kind of sad, but very upbeat, very anthemic and exciting and whimsical. Yeah, so I'm just really excited about it.
As you should be. And it sounds like it's also very relatable for people, no matter what their scenario is, whether they can relate to it in terms of a feeling from love or even just the butterfly feeling, because I think we've all felt in one way or another, no matter what the circumstance is, that butterfly feeling. And so it sounds like it's all around going to be a very relatable song for everyone.
Thank you so much. I hope so. Oh my gosh, can I like detour and tell you a quick story really quick?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm so here for quick stories.
I had a writer's round last week, and in a writer's round, for those of you that don't know, there's normally three or four writers on stage, and you just go around in a circle sharing song one by one until you get through your three songs each. So I did my first two songs, and then my last song came around, which is Butterfly Effect, and I started playing it, and I heard someone gasp in the crowd. And I looked up because I'm like trying to figure out like where did this gasp come from, you know? And then I see these two girls in the back about my age, and they got so excited, and they were like, you know the song? And I could hear them because the room was small, and they started singing my song back to me.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
It was so cool. Literally in a moment I'll never forget.
Is that the photo that you posted on?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I went up and I texted them afterwards. I was like, hi, like, how did you know my song? Like, did you find it on social media? Or like, how do you know this? And they said that they saw me at the listening room a couple weeks ago and they loved my song and they remembered it. Isn't that insane?
That's awesome. I can't believe they remembered it, but that also tells you the impact that that song had on them. The fact that they did remember it.
Cool.
Oh my gosh. And think about all the cool stories and cool things that are going to happen after the release on Friday.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Hopefully more of that. I would die. That'd be so exciting.
I want to ask you about cutting and singing like outside songs. And
yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but cutting means songs you didn't write. Yes.
I can get a song cut or I can cut a song. So that just means like an artist is releasing a song. So say, I don't know, say Tom Surette was like, hey, Taylor, there's a song he wrote and I really like it. Can I cut it? So that he would just be asking me like, hey, can I release your song, you know, with me, with him singing it or vice versa. That's just an example.
How do you feel about that kind of stuff? And would you ever record a song you didn't write?
Oh my gosh. I am so pro songwriter. Oh, we need them. You know, not every songwriter wants to be an artist, vice versa. So there's so many incredible songs that go unheard. And I would absolutely cut a song that I did not write. And I would love to have people cut my songs, you know? I have nothing against people cutting outside songs. I think it's an incredible thing and it's great for everybody involved.
Okay, I'm going to deviate a little bit because I just have one more question because I'm very curious about this. So how do songs that get cut, how do they get discovered or how do artists find out and say, oh, I want to pick up that song and sing it?
It is different for everybody, I think. If you're signed, a lot of the time, like, your publisher or your label would show you a song or a co-writer would pitch it to you or something like that. But really, it all just comes down to networking in your circle of people being like, hey, I think you'd sound good on this, or hey, I think you'd really like this, like, want to check it out, you know?
Well,
very relational.
Well, and that segues perfectly into the next question. Do you have a roster or a list of dream co-writers? And if you do, who's on that list?
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay. Tom Douglas is at the very top of that list. He wrote The House That Built Me. I miss Tom Douglas as a songwriting professor at Belmont University by one semester. I was
crushed.
I know. But one time I did this, I can't remember. It was like a workshop or something way before I moved to Nashville. And he was the session leader. And I just remember he like pulled me out of a crowd, made me do this exercise in front of this large crowd, which was terrifying. And made me read my writings out loud that I only had like 30 seconds to write. And he just built me up so much and just poured into me. And I remember feeling so encouraged and so seen by Tom Douglas. And I was like, oh my gosh, this songwriter believes in me. I love his stuff. So yeah, Tom Douglas is at the top. There's a couple artists who I would love to write with that are also brilliant songwriters. Sasha Sloan, Julia Michaels, and Emily Wiseband. Those are just some of my people on my list who I would die to write with.
Well, let's go down a music path for a little bit, because I think this is fun. So are there any artists, not are there, because there's got to be, what artists would you love to have featured on a song?
Okay, Brett Eldridge. I am obsessed with his voice. It is beautiful.
Same. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Love his voice, but I also love his songs. So I think he'd be a really great just collaborator for me. I think our voices would also sound really good together. So Brett Eldridge is at the top. And then my childhood dream would be Taylor Swift. I have dreamt of that moment forever. So anything to do with Taylor Swift, I'm like all in.
I'm laughing because I have my notes from the first time that we talked a few years ago. And you had talked about loving Taylor Swift and how she was the inspiration for you to learn to play guitar. So yes. that doesn't surprise me that you threw Taylor Swift into there.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah, that's so true. That is it.
Okay, so if you could go on tour with anyone, who are you touring with?
Taylor Swift.
aside from Taylor Swift, because we knew she was going to be the next one.
Aside from Taylor, Dan and Shay would be so fun. Old Dominion, I think, would be awesome. Big fan of both of those groups. And then Pink. I'm a big Pink fan. I think she is so cool and she inspires me so much. And I watched her documentary and I'm like, she's just awesome. I would literally love to go on tour with Pink and just be a part of that whole crew and tour. Just seems so fun.
Pink has a documentary?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh my gosh, go watch it. It's so good.
Where is it? Where is it? How do I find this?
Gosh, I watched it, I want to say like a year ago, maybe 2 years ago. I'm going to guess and say it's on Netflix, but I don't remember anymore.
I'll just search Pink documentary online and I'm sure I'll find it right away.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love it.
All right. Now I'm literally writing it down to watch it. This is what happens when we
podcast. Let me tell you, she is such a performer and an athlete. You're going to be inspired on so many new levels.
I didn't know she was an athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, see, I learned, I always
she's
learn
like
so much.
She's like flipping through the air.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. Yes. You're going to have to watch it and then text me. Tell me
I will. I'll let you know how it is. Yeah. All right. Give me who some artists are that inspire you then.
Okay, so these ones are going to catch you off guard because they're pop punk. So Machine Gun Kelly and Avril Lavigne really inspire me.
Love them.
Pink, of course. Ben Rector and Shania Twain. Those are just some artists that I love and draw a lot of inspiration from because I really love like songs that I can run to and songs that are empowering and upbeat and make me feel happy, especially when I'm running. And I want my stuff to fit in that kind of playlist, you know? So, those are just some of the artists that inspire me. I also love their intentional lyricism. So, yeah, Lainey, JP Sachs, they're a little more like, I don't know if I'd say mid-tempo. I guess JP Sachs is a little more like slower mid-tempo. Lainey has a little bit of everything, but all of those artists, their songs are just so full of depth and they're extremely honest and you just feel everything, whether that's insanely happy or really sad or super empowered. So yeah, their stuff just draws a lot of emotion out of me, and I hope to be an artist like that as well.
Taylor, it's time for, it's almost time for one of my favorite questions. But first, I know we talked a lot about social media today, talked a lot about your music. How can people follow you, support you, listen to your music?
Yes, so people can follow me on all streaming platforms and on social media. My username is just my name, Taylor Zabracki, and there's a really easy way to remember how to spell Zabracki that once you hear, you're never going to forget. So it's just Zebra, C-K-I. That's how you spell Zabracki.
Oh, I hate hearing that because I'm going to think about that every single time that I'm spelling your last name now. It's very smart, but now it's just going to be stuck with me every single time.
Well.
But it works.
I guess it did its job, right?
Yes, that is very true. Taylor, what do you want people to take away from this podcast, whether it's something we talked about or maybe something we didn't talk about today, when they listen back to it?
I just want people to feel peace and joy when they listen to the podcast or they find my music or they find me on social media. I pray over my songs and just the places and the people that are going to hear it. And I'm always praying that people just experience peace and joy and experience Jesus when they hear my stuff, because I want to be a part of carrying that into their homes. So that's what I really hope people take away from anything that has my name or creative stamp or anything on it. But also for this podcast, I hope that they find a deeper connection to my music, knowing more about me and what inspires me and why.
Taylor, it has been an absolute pleasure chit-chatting with you today. I rant and rave about you to all of my friends and family all the time and try to push them towards your music and towards your social media. I was actually talking, one of the people, that I had mentioned at the top of the podcast that I had said, oh, Taylor's going to come back on. And they're like, oh yeah, I know. I remember her. He had actually told me, he goes, oh yeah. And I'm actually following her on Instagram from the last time you had her on your podcast. It's always a pleasure to chat with you and to, be able to follow you on your journey and everything. It's been awesome to see you grow over these past few years, and just watch you develop as a singer and songwriter. And so I'm excited to continue to follow your journey and to bring these listeners along the way too. And so I appreciate you coming back on the podcast after 3 years, and whether it's another 3 years or sooner, I'm excited to have you back again in the future too.
You're amazing. Thank you so, so much.
Absolutely. Taylor, of course, my favorite part outside of questions is letting you sign us off the podcast. So I'm going to turn her over right to you.
Thank you so much for having me on this episode. And thank you all so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, I would love to get to know you through social media. So please, please reach out and say hey, because I'd love to be friends. Have a great day.